Be still and cool in thy own mind and spirit from thy own thoughts, and then thou wilt feel the principle of God.
Chapter 3, Section H. What canst thou say? Margaret Fell was one of the key Quaker ministers and leaders. She recorded her experience of the first time she heard Fox preach, an event that led her to conversion and convincement of the truth of his message. Fell wrote, "Fox said how Christ was the light of the world, and lights every man that comes into the world, and by this light they might be gathered to God. I stood up in my pew. I wondered at his doctrine, for I had never heard such before." Then he went on and opened the scriptures and said, "The scriptures were the prophet's words and Christ's words and the apostles' words, and what, as they spoke, they enjoyed and possessed and had it from the Lord." He said, "What had any to do with the scriptures, but as they came to the Spirit that gave them forth? You will say this, Christ says this, and the apostle says this, but what can you say? Are you a child of the light and have walked in the light? What you speak, is it inwardly from God?" This opened me so that it cut me to the heart, and I saw clearly that we were all wrong. So I sat down in my pew again and cried bitterly. I cried in my spirit to the Lord, "We are all thieves, we are all thieves. We have taken the scriptures in words and know nothing of them in ourselves." Fox's central challenge to Margaret Fell and the rest of the congregation at Ulverston was, "Do you actually possess the life and spirit of Christ Jesus? Have you experienced his presence and responded to his inward leading? When you speak, are you bringing a message from the Lord or simply mouthing words of your own or that you've picked up from others or from books or from scriptures? Do you actually possess the Spirit, or are you simply professing to be a Christian without having met and received Jesus Christ, the present and living Lord?" Margaret Fell was both stunned and shattered by Fox's challenge because she realized that all her religious searching and striving for 38 years had come to nothing. She had done what the church had told her to, read the scriptures, tried to keep the commandments, attended church, but had gained neither a sense of salvation nor the inner knowledge of Christ's presence. When Fox asked, "What can you say?" he was not asking, "What are your own creative thoughts and unusual experiences?" He was asking, "Have you experienced what Christ, his apostles, and the prophets experienced and knew?" Margaret confessed she had the words, but not the spiritual reality and life of which they spoke. The good news that developed from this bitter realization is that she soon was open to the visitation and leading of the Spirit and could declare, "Yes, what I speak is inwardly from God. I am no longer a spiritual thief, claiming the life I do not have."
Be still and cool in thy own mind and spirit from thy own thoughts, and then thou wilt feel the principle of God to turn thy mind to the Lord God, whereby thou wilt receive God's strength and power from whence life comes, whereby thou wilt receive God's strength to allay all blustering storms and tempests.
This podcast has presented a portion of the book Traditional Quaker Christianity. The book was assembled and edited by Terry Wallace, Jack and Susan Smith, and Arthur Burke. It was read by Chip Thomas, and the audio edited by the same. The music was provided by Paulette Meyer, Paulette's music is available at paulettemeyer.com.